Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Real Talks with Missy B. London. How are you? Oh yes, I am your host, Missy B. London. How are you? How is everything? How is your day going today? And I say that with a little bit of enthusiasm. I don't even know why, but yes. Where can you find me, first of all? You can find me on social media platforms. Real Talks with Missy B. London on Instagram, Real Talks with Missy B. London on Twitter, and Talks with Missy B. London on Facebook. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of this episode. Wishful thinking is not practical. Why am I thinking this? Why have I given this title to this episode? Well, you gotta find out, ain't you? Literally. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the situations that I'm going through, stuff that I'm going through. And in general, wishful thinking in general is not practical. Like, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. That's just saying something, but it's not really doing anything, is it? But it's just saying, I wish I had that, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. I wish, I wish, I wish. But it's just like air, words. Doesn't really mean anything, does it? Until when you take the steps you have to take, or take the actions that you have to take to get that thing that you want, that you wish, and everything. So wishful thinking is really, it is not practical. Yes, it might be your hopes and all that stuff, but it's still wishful thinking. Wishful thinking, literally. Until when you get that thing tangible in your life, then there you go. But wishful thinking, saying you want this, you want that, no, it is not practical. Until you're actually putting the efforts in to get that thing, then it turns into something practical. Then it has meaning. Then you get what you want. But if you're going to keep on saying, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, and not putting the effort to get it, it doesn't really mean anything, does it? Literally doesn't mean anything. What do you think? Wishful thinking. What is your interpretation of wishful thinking? Let me know. Am I just babbling on? Maybe I am, but I'm going to say what I think. Whether I sound funny by saying it, then so be it. At least I am saying it out, and then you guys can like agree or disagree with what I'm saying. It is good to talk sometimes as well. And like I said, it might sound a bit odd what I'm trying to say, but I am still gonna say it. Wishful thinking, what does it mean? I think, you know what it is? I think with me, like I'm saying, because I'm going through so much stuff, I think I'm just fed up with everything. Wishful thinking, nah. And assumptions, no, don't work off assumptions. Make sure when you're dealing with people, you know the facts, you are on the same level. Even if it means you're asking that person so many questions, at least you understand by their response if you are both on the same level or not. Don't just agree to something and think, yeah, it's okay. Agree, when it comes to making agreements, make sure you're both on the same level. Make sure you both understand the terms in the agreement. Yes, you see the words, but make sure you understand each word, what it means, what you've got to do, what the other person has to do in disagreement. Don't just assume, yeah, it's good, it's okay, yeah, it's fine, I've got an agreement, it's all good. No. Wishful thinking, I should think, I'm thinking about the lottery. I wish I won the lottery, but that will never happen because I don't buy a ticket to participate in the lottery. So that's an example of wishful thinking, that I want to win the lottery, I want to win money, but what am I doing to actually win that money? What am I actually doing? Nothing. I'm just saying I want to win it, but I'm not doing anything physically to heighten my chances of winning the lottery, am I? So this is what I mean about wishful thinking. I want to be rich, I want this, I want that, but what am I actually doing to get that, what I want? What am I doing? Literally, I gotta stop thinking this and that and just start doing that for real. Write my goals, do what I gotta do, and that's it, focus, ignore people around me and just stay focused on myself, because sometimes people can distract you from your goal and your aim as well. Literally, it's like everything can be going all well and then you get the interruption because someone wants to distract you with something else. No, I still think that wishful thinking is not practical. What do you think? Do you think wishful thinking is practical or not practical? As I broke it down, it's a thing that, yes, you wish, I wish I win the lottery. What am I doing to actually heighten my chance to win the lottery? Am I buying a ticket? No, I'm not. If I am buying a ticket, then that is something practical from what I'm trying to say or what I want, ain't it? But yeah, this has been a mind-bending episode. It's going to be a quick one as well because I ain't really got much else to say about this. But yeah, let me know. What do you think about wishful thinking? Is it practical? Is it not practical? Yes, you guys have got to think today, innit? Literally. Let me know your responses anyway. And I'm going to end things here because it's a quick one today, because there's nothing else I can say about this thing. I can go on and on and on, but I don't want to. I'm going to let you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Come back again another day or the following day after you've listened to this, because I am doing one episode a day in November. I am still in November recording these episodes, getting these episodes out. And you can also find me on social media to give me some ideas of future episodes to talk about, topics to talk about, what is going on in the world, life, entertainment, questions. You can ask me questions and hopefully I can answer them. Don't make them too tricky, yeah, for real. Don't make them too tricky. But you can find me on social media platforms, Real Talks with Missy B. London on Instagram, Real Talks with Missy B. London on Twitter, and Talks with Missy B. London on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Be good, look after yourself, and have a good day, and goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.